Well, the book of Tobiah is beginning to come to a happy ending. It's a very beautiful book, really, and holding up such an ideal. This man who, you know, went blind, though he was the one who buried all the dead and took care of them, which is a corporal works of mercy, you know. And then his son, who took this woman to be his wife with great restraint and chastity, quite beautiful. And then we have the gospel. You notice, by the way, on a day like this, how indebted we are to what we call the Old Testament. I mean, this whole, and then this is the teaching of the Word of God, the Son of God himself. And he gets it from the Old Testament, which he wrote. And so, Jesus answers him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And Mark adds, "And with all your, with your mind, and with all your strength." Now, this is recited three times a day by every devout Jew. Shema Israel, Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echad. V'lavavcha, ahavta, et Adonai, v'kol levavcha, v'kol nafshecha, v'kol mo'odecha. That's the Shema. Now, Origen says, we Christians should replace that by saying the Our Father three times a day. That's the prayer that the Son of God himself taught us. And we should, you know, stop and say this prayer. Our Father, who are in heaven, may your name be held holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We're bodies. We need food. You know, give us this day our daily bread. What else do we need? Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass, who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And that's our Shema. Now the scribe answers, "Well said, teacher." Now, you have to remember that there was a rabbinic saying, if you will. Recite the whole Torah while you stand on one foot. Meaning, can you sum it up? You see? And there'd be different attempts to sum it up. And this scribe, this theologian, is trying to see who Jesus is. How would he sum up the Torah? But he's got an open heart. And when Jesus sums it up, that's it. And your neighbor as yourself. You see? Now, you know, there's another account of this, or another time when somebody did this. And what was the, and the answer was, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And Jesus told a parable, right? A person in need is your neighbor. So who do you think was neighbor to that other fella? The one who took care of him. Go and do the same. Very simple, isn't it? Then this one says, you know, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying," he doesn't know he's talking to the Word of God himself, but he's an open man. And Jesus is delighted to find such, you see. And so, he is one and there is no other. Now to love the Lord, b'kol levavcha, with your whole heart, means with all your plans, all your desires, all your relations. Fakol lavavcha, fakol nafshecha, with your whole soul. The soul is what keeps us going, right? So it's our drive, our emotions, our ambitions, our thoughts, our plans, all of that. You love God with that. See? And pekol mo'odecha, with all your resources, I guess would be the best. You know, your physical resources, your money resources, your friends, your neighbors. Love God, pekol mo'odecha. Well, that's quite a law, isn't it? I mean, Jesus didn't say, now that's been abrogated, did he? No. Love. Love. Now, how do we get to love God? See, with all this beautiful story about Rabbi Akiba, I've told it before, I'm sure. And the Romans had said, you are forbidden to teach law, Torah, because that's what got them all, you know, realizing who they were. They're harder to manage, they're harder, and they'll start rebellions, and no more Torah, bingo. The crime for teaching Torah is death. This is the way Satan works, right? So, Rabbi Akiba was up in the north, a little bit safer. And they said, Rabbi, you're still teaching? He said, yes, of course I'm teaching. You see, it's like, and he tells this little parable. The fox said to the fish in the water, what are you doing in there? Come out where you can breathe, walk around. And you know, the fish said, no, this is where I belong. This is my environment. He said, that's what they're saying to me. How can I not ponder the word? How can I not teach the word? That's my water where I swim. So they caught him, and they were burning him on the gridiron. And it came time to recite the Shema. So he began to recite it, sing it. And his disciples said, you know, Rabutai, you know, now you're going to do that? He said, oh yes. All my life I wondered what it meant to love God with my whole soul. And now I understand it. And so he ended singing Echad, one. Adonai Echad. And he died. We have some great predecessors, you know. And so this fellow asks our Lord, and the Lord says the same thing. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your might, or soul maybe would be better. B'kol nafshecha, all your soul. That's what Rabbi Akiba discovered there being killed, right? B'kol mo'odecha, all your money, all your friends, all your everything you got, you love God with it. And it's a great, you know, we could do both. We could say the Our Father and say that three times a day, wouldn't hurt. And so then he answers that way and he says, and the second is this. Now, some of the other synoptics put in there, the second is like this. You can't say, well, I'll specialize in loving God. You can't do that. And that's why when the scribe, the other one asked him, well, what do you mean? He said, well, no, there was this fellow going down the road and a bunch of robbers got a hold of him and beat him up and left him half dead, took his money and left him. A priest went by and left him. A theologian went by and left him. A Samaritan went by. Samaritan. And that's like saying, I don't know what. Like, you know, but those are their enemies. And he picked him up, took care of him. And so what does Jesus say? Well, who do you think? Now, notice. Neighbor, how far do you stretch this thing? You see, I'm at the center. And no. Your neighbor is at the center. Who was neighbor to the man who was left half dead. I can't judge neighborhood by how close people are to me in affection, in being nice to me, or well, no, because see, I am already neighbor to everybody else. And the scribe, being a careful fellow, said, "Well, I would suppose the one who helped him out. I don't know what else you'd say." And Jesus said, "That's right. Now go and do the same. Be the neighbor." We better stop. But you see how the wealth and the Lord every day opens this up for us, every day. Because he loves us as he loves himself.